concentric circles and in squares within squares.
Hello and welcome to It's Not Polite to Ask. I'm your host, Albert Destrade, alongside my interim co-host, Brandon Shaw. Brandon, I'm going to start by telling you, you know what's bugging me today?
I have no idea what's bugging you because we haven't done a podcast in so long.
That's what's bugging me.
Oh, wow.
I had to move to a different city in Florida.
Basically a retirement home.
It's a nice condo in Fort Lauderdale. It's
there's a lot of elderlies. You can get a lot of sage financial advice in here.
It's a little bit of a blue-haired community, but I love it.
The swimming trunks are long and baggy. Let's just put it that way.
It's an elderly spot, and I had to move here, and I had to get this place, two bedrooms. I had to build this podcast studio to entrap you so we could put out more content for our listeners.
I always try to put out for you, pal.
Thanks, buddy. For those listeners who are loyal from day one, we've missed you. It's nice to be back with you. Let me catch up on what I've been up to personally, Brandon. Do you mind if I share a little bit of my personal pain?
From the hiatus?
Yeah.
From the little hiatus we took?
Yeah. Let's share a little bit of personal pain and struggle.
Let's get into it.
So I, Albert Destrade, decided to get back together with my ex-girlfriend. We dated for 2.5 years. We were apart for 3.
What could go wrong?
And then I made the genius decision of getting back together, right? How could I?
I'm sure you guys were totally different people when you got back together with totally different goals and problems.
Incredible that we didn't see it coming. Yep. Incredible. Who could have guessed it?
Not Nostradamus. Nope.
So then we did another hard 1 year sentence together.
It's a hard year. Yeah.
We did a 1 year sentence.
It's like a lease agreement.
Yeah. They got me.
Yeah.
And Brandon knows we moved in together. We got a house in Miami, which is the garbage can of South Florida. And
it's a weird house, by the way. That relevant to the story. That house wasn't set up for a successful relationship.
I think it was haunted by the ghost of our relationship past because it clearly didn't go well.
Right.
It was, none of us were comfortable. I wasn't comfortable. There was no positive thing there.
Relationships that start off with neither person being happy are not usually set up for success.
Well, there were glimpses. There were moments in there that were positive. But ultimately, it wasn't meant to be, Bran. And then I had this like weird exit from the situation where I had to move out of this house that I lived with. This is the only girl I've ever lived with. And I had to do a second move out with her. And it was just weird. She packaged all of my belongings one day when I wasn't there and had to come and retrieve them all.
This was really a real estate deal because there was like a move in, a move out. I sold the house you guys were living in. Yep. Then there was a move in, another move in, and then like a move out.
It was awful.
It was just like a real estate deal gone wrong. That's what we should chalk it up to.
It was, and in this economy, I mean, this market, think about it. We're trying to pull off a move.
What were you thinking?
Moves. I don't know what's going. I remember this, Brandon. I remember I walked into the house and I was pretty hungover.
And sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm just sweating alcohol because the night before I'm just like I can't deal with this reality, and I'm just like going through the house. I'm moving through the house, and I'm just like contemplating what I should do. I'm grabbing mementos, and then I had a moment, and
did you say you're grabbing mementos?
Mementos.
Mementos. Got it.
Mementos. Yeah, and
she was probably wishing you had some momentum.
Yikes. This is the real thought I had, Brandon, and I'm glad I didn't do it because I think in hindsight, it would have been a little bit foolish, but I really contemplated just taking a number two and just leaving it as a message, just like leaving it in the toilet. Yeah. As like
the message being you're full of shit.
I'm not sure what the message would have been, but I really thought
if you take a number two, it's you're full of shit. And if you did a number one, it was you really pissed me off.
It was one of those situations where I was just
so like, you just came home and she packed up all your shit.
My shit was packed up.
College hunks, moving junk. Your stuff was just out.
Yeah. And then the last thing, this is crazy, dude. We were there for hours moving shit out because moves are always terrible. And the last item, I didn't plan it like this, but this is a real thing that happened. The last thing that I had to move was like a full length mirror that was in our bedroom. And I vividly remember watching myself in the mirror walk away as I'm sweating alcohol and regret, and I'm just like, you literally can't make this up. I'm like okay, well, there you go, see you later. And like that was the last thing I took, was a mirror. Like, how poetic was it?
Super poetic. But not to Dr. Phil you, but you're saying you're feeling regret. Have we moved on from the regret?
I mean, it's all kind of fluid. You know what I'm saying? What is happiness? I mean, yeah. I think it's an illusion that we all kind of tell ourselves.
Yeah, for right? sure. Made up by the government to get us to pay higher taxes.
Speaking of fake happiness, I heard you're in a relationship. How's that going?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, the shit not so comfortable when we turn around and Mr. Shaw Dad.
Yeah, it's good. No, it really is good. I'm a disaster, obviously. Anybody that can put up with me deserves to do a podcast with me. So she'll be on next probably, but no, it's good. I found somebody that can tolerate my insanity, and it's nice.
Yeah, I like that you physically got a little uncomfortable when we brought this up.
Yeah.
I am proud of you. I heard that you recently started doing some therapy, which I guess makes sense because if you think about it, we stopped the podcast, and this podcast, as you know, we all know, is like guys' form of therapy and all that jazz. I do like that you told me that your therapist now knows your close friends by name. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm a character on a TV show.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. On Brandon's, like, adventures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, when I'm complaining about you, she's like, well, that's Albert for you. We know how he is.
Really? She goes by my mate.
She knows all of my friends and family's, like, tendencies, like, pretty intimately. That's which amazing. I don't know if, it, like, she knows me by now or, like, the notes just say, like, Brandon Shaw, best friends, disaster.
That's oh that
who knows? Just, yeah, it's got to say something
like
that.
That's incredible. Yeah. Like it's amazing that I can like run into her at Publix and she wouldn't know that I'm like Albert of Brandon's horror stories.
You like she probably would somehow figure it out too. Like with it, within a quick conversation, she'd be like, "This guy's trying to swindle me, but is shockingly good looking and really knows how to talk." This got to be Albert from my patient Brandon.
She's gonna be like, "Have you ever seen the show Survivor?" Yeah. I'd be like, "You stop it, right there. You silly gal." I think that's a really good thing, man. I think that. It must be nice to just be a white person because as a minority, I don't think that like there's a Cuban man that has ever entered therapy voluntarily. I think we're just like,
I'm Jewish. This is just professional kvetching. It's like just like me complaining about what's going on in life and like having the insurance to cover it. Like it's just like a perfect
and what a time it is. Like this is like, it's like, it's never been a cooler time to be in therapy or be black. Like that's like really what it's about right now.
Still couldn't be a worse time to be Jewish the last, you know, several hundred years.
You guys haven't made any treadway.
I'm telling you, because we don't get any credit for being white and we don't get any credit for being a minority. Everybody just hates us.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say everyone hates you. I think Jews are becoming more cool now.
Disagree strongly.
You disagree strongly?
Yeah, I disagree strongly. We've never done anything cool.
Yeah, but I think that I'm proud of you, man, for making that step and trying to do it. I think I...
It only took 32 years and my girlfriend really insisting on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, super easy decision after 32 years.
Yeah. You were in a similar situation than I was where you were seeing someone, then you stopped, and then you started again, then you stopped. There's something about...
Playing red light, green light.
Yeah, red light, green light's a good way to put it. Yeah. There's something about the lining of us. I always try to think about that, like why... Do I tend to backtrack and go back to girls that I previously dated? And I think it's something about you said maybe on this program, but I use the rose-colored glasses sometimes. I don't know what it is exactly.
You're like conversations with yourself are just insane. Like it's like a little bit of like Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother, where like the girl is just like really into like I don't know some crazy hobby. She's just like, yeah, I'm a professional shark diver, and you're like. You know, like, I just really haven't been getting out in the ocean that much. Like, something that we know is just not going to be, like, up your alley, you just try to convince yourself of.
That's probably it. I think I try to, I look at things and I try to be optimistic, Brandon.
It's more than optimistic, though. Like, you'll be like, yeah, like, I think that, like, this is, like, a good, like, profession or age range or, like, archetype for me. And then somebody with a completely different archetype, age range, profession, whatever, like, smiles at you and you're like, you know, I could move to Alaska.
Yeah, I'm just like, this could work for me.
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
It's great, though. I think it means you're secretly an optimist, even though you pretend to be not. I think you're secretly
an optimist.
No,
I'm an optimist for sure. Yeah. I'm definitely an optimist.
I am not
for sure.
At all.
Oh, you're
that's
way
why I'm in therapy,
best.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we balance each other out well.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to be like, we're going to go to the bar. It's going to be great. And I'm like, we're going to go. I'm going to get my shoes stepped on. I'm going to get into a fight with the bartender. And somebody's going to like spill my drink in my face and burn my eyes.
I often feel like I battle that, like, I don't want to do something, but then I think optimism is a form of motivation for me, where I'm just like...
Oh, for sure, because you're like, this is going to be a great thing that I'm going to miss out on, and I'm like, this
I
is something
terrible.
I flood my
brain with FOMO and optimism, and I'm like, no, it's going to be good, you got to do it, because otherwise...
I haven't had FOMO in years.
Well, I'm getting older now, and like, I don't have the energy and like the, you know, the go-getterness of wanting to go out and do things. So I like have to play mind games with myself.
I'm in a really fun time in my life where I don't want to do the same old thing, but I also don't want to do anything new. So it's really great.
Well, now I'm, for the listeners, I am single. I'm dating. I'm trying to go on dates. My best friends are all married, in a relationship, living with their significant others. And I'm kind of like the last guy standing. So,
you know what's funny though about that is I always thought that like my me getting into a relationship, I'd be like, I really want my friends to be in relationships. Total opposite. I really like that you're just always free to hang out. Like nobody, you don't have to ask anybody permission to like make plans. It's really simple and easy. Our buddy Jarrett, now in a relationship. Now, no freedom, can't hang out. Like now we have to have like our schedules on the same page.
Yeah, I felt like maybe it's internal. Maybe I projected this. I thought there'd be like a stigma that like, oh, Albert, you know, he's never got married, never had kids. Like I thought that like my buddies who went down that path would look at me negatively.
No, they're like, you're a genius.
I think more of them are like your perspective. Like, dude, we're happy. Now their spouses, not so happy. Now their spouses are like, look at this guy bringing another girl around. You told
me
yourself.
My girlfriend doesn't care though. My girlfriend doesn't care. It's great.
You told me yourself. You said that you're proud of me for, because this is the longest that you've seen me without having like a girlfriend.
And oh yeah. It's the complete opposite to normal people's problems. It's like, oh, we got to get Al a girl. It's like literally like, oh, we got to like have Albert not with a girl for a while. That'd be like a really nice break.
You would think it'd be great, but I keep
you
running
a mental reset. You should have a mental reset.
I am in a mental reset.
That's good.
I'm doing it. I know. I think this is a positive thing.
Yeah. We're doing the podcast again. I'm sure it's going great.
And I'm trying some different avenues. I think one of my problems, Brandon, you've told me this, is, you know, I'm most of my life, the girls that I've dated, I've met at bars and clubs and nighttime venues.
Yep.
And I'm just trying different things. I'm going to try to do some daytime activities. I'm going to try to do some like more inclusive things. I'm trying some creative stuff. I brought back one recently. I don't know if I told you about this, but I brought one back recently. It's an oldie, but a goodie. You know what I tried was the baseball move.
Ah, the baseball move.
Do you remember the baseball move?
Of course I remember the baseball move.
So I recently, it's a real story. I saw
if you're the original baseball move girl, shout out to you.
Oh, well, that's what's interesting about this story. So I, for a long time, I carried a baseball in my car because about 10, 12 years ago, I saw a girl in traffic and she was giving me like the look of like interest, but I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Is she looking at me? Is she looking out the window? What's going on? And I'm like, eventually I'm just like, fuck it. I got to go for this. So Brandon remembers the story, but I got off of the highway where she was getting off and I saddled up next to her at a red light and I wrote my name and my phone number on a baseball, walked up to her window, knocked on her window, and she, God bless her, what a sweet girl. She accepted it and we ended up like hanging out and dated for a few months and turned out to be like a good thing.
Yeah, super sweet girl.
Well, Brandon, about a couple months ago, I tried this same maneuver. I was like, you know what? I'd seen some girls and my first thought was like, ah, why is there not a baseball in my car? So I loaded the car.
Right, of course.
We stocked the car.
Quick stop off at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, we stop off, we load up the car, now ready to go. And then we see a gal here in Fort Lauderdale and same thing, I'm behind her and I'm like, fuck, I gotta do this.
So wait, to interject really quick though, once you loaded up on baseballs, did you already write, hi, my name is Albert, I think you're really cute, and then just wait to like put, I don't know, her car or her license plate number or something like specific on it?
You would think I would have like a stamp signature.
Yeah, I think it would have it already ready to go.
I did not.
For the sake of traffic.
I know. That's a really good point. I don't know why I'm not thinking that far ahead. Maybe because I've only done this twice lifetime. But
we're going to have to get you a stamp just to like protect the other drivers out there.
Here's my only counter to it, though. Here's my only counter. Let's just say that the gal notices me and maybe looks into my car and then sees me doing some scribbling. And then that's the precursor to this whole thing.
Yeah, but even
that's
if you,
a positive.
Yeah, but we can still get you a pen.
So you want me to do? So I should fake scribble.
I want you to fake scribble.
So I'm faking the scribble.
I want you to have some time to like make sure that you write down your number and your name, so you don't look like a Neanderthal. And also, again, because if she's gonna look over at you, she doesn't know how long you've been scribbling.
What level of psychosis do you think this girl would assign to me if she knew that I was fake scribbling on a baseball in my car to hand it to her, and in a premeditated fashion?
Like, only. Oh. I can't even get the words out. It's like, if only she knew that we were discussing it preemptively on the podcast.
We're preemptively talking about preemptively scribbling.
Yeah, we had a whole podcast dedicated to brainstorming. Then we're fake scribbling. Then she's receiving.
Yeah.
And then she goes out on a date with you, circles back to the old podcast episodes, and then, of course, restraining order.
Oh, yeah. Then next thing you know, I'm in jail.
Yeah.
So on that note.
And she's already, these girls have to, and it's got to be like the Disney fantasy where it's like, yeah, like any normal person would be like, oh, he's stalking me to murder me because he got off the highway when I got off the highway. But it's like the Disney fantasy of like, this is so romantic because he's cute. If you were not cute, it'd be over.
Dude, so I haven't done this move in a decade. Definitely recommend it only during daytime. Don't try this at night because you see, might seem crazy.
And not with like a hooded sweater or anything. No.
Do not seem armed and dangerous. We do teach this on Modern Flirting. So I did try to get in front of her in traffic. And so
right, of course you gotta roadblock it. Step number one.
No, so you just don't want to.
Set up some cones and a flare.
You don't want to approach from behind.
Call for backup.
So I get in front of her in traffic. I approach. This time, Brandon, I went with. I knocked on the door and I'm just like showed her the baseball. I'm like, hey, I think you like dropped this on the ground, and she's just like looking at me kind of puzzled, but also
yeah, she's like, I haven't opened my window in 8 days.
Yeah. And then eventually I just kind of like came clean. I'm just like, listen, yeah, you know, I got to shoot my shot. Here's my number. Introduced myself and like walked away.
You should probably not mention shooting when you're going up to somebody's driver's side window.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
like
maybe reword that a little
shade.
Bit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't have a really positive shade for that. But I did it, man. And like, lo and behold, the girl loved it. She sent me this text message. She was all like, all about it. And then we ended up going on a couple dates. And where I felt bad was... she asked me on the date, have you ever done this before? And I didn't have the heart to break it to her. So I told her no.
Yeah.
But should I have said yes?
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with you should have said no. I think that's the correct thing.
I couldn't it's be a good like, line. Yeah, it's a good I line. Tried this move 12 years ago and it worked great.
Well, maybe you need to just start rotating what ball you use so that you can say no. Because like technically, like if you do it with a lacrosse ball and then like a tennis ball, like have I done this move before? No way. I haven't played badminton in years.
Yeah, you're like blue marker on Rawlings never happened.
Yeah.
Last week was black on Spalding.
We're just omitting some details.
Oh my gosh. So I did it. We worked out well. And then here's the last thing I'll add, Brandon.
What does worked out well mean? Like where did we go with this girl? Multiple dates?
We got her number. She texted me. We went on a couple dates. She's a nice gal.
And how does she first text you? Does she go, hey, it's baseball girl?
I can find you the text.
Our listeners have time. Let's go for it. Nah, don't pause it. No, let it ride.
Let it ride.
We're not pausing.
Okay. I don't remember what she said. Not relevant. She said some positive shit, but here's the best part of the story, Brandon. I got a little cocky after this. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, I went a couple dates with this girl. She was all about it. I got a little cocky. So now I'm like, I'm riding high.
Okay.
Fast forward a month or two later, I see another girl in Los Solos. Now here's where you should have your baseball pre-written comes in, because I didn't. And I see the girl at a red light. I hesitate. Then my cocky Albert voice goes, come on, buddy, you're the guy. That's me. So I start scribbling on the baseball. And then right before I could get done, the light changes and she drives away.
I'm telling you, got to be prepared.
So I wasn't prepared and I hesitated. So that kind of put me in jail. But here's the problem. Most people there would have been, okay, that's the end of the transaction. Not me. I then challenged myself and I said, okay, that blue Audi SUV, I'm going to catch up to that blue Audi SUV. And now become a mission. So now we're doing a little bit like a minor version of...
And did you always know you wanted to be a private eye?
This turned a little bit into the Italian job, right?
Yeah.
But it's like more subtle because she can't know that I'm like up to this. So now I'm supposed to make
a right. So you get out in front of her, you lay down on the floor, like pretend like that you're in trouble and you need her help and she's got to pull over.
Yeah. I'm supposed to go right. I'm now just going straight... following this blue Audi SUV. But I can't, Brandon, I can't make it obvious that I'm looking at her. So I'm like creating some space. I'm like, okay, there it is. I spot it. And then, okay, I'm talking to myself and I'm getting jacked up and I finally get behind her and we're approaching a light. I'm like, okay, this is the time where I'm gonna make the maneuver. And then as I approach the blue Audi SUV, I just like catch like a glance in the rear view mirror. And I'm like, I see a handicap decal. And I'm like, I don't really remember there being a handicap decal this. And then I get a little bit closer and I realize that this is a completely different blue Audi SUV.
Right, because the people at Audi, in an attempt to make a profit, made more than one.
they made it. This is just a different person. And now I'm just following an elderly lady.
Right.
It's just an old lady. This is a real story that happened to me. Yeah. And I'm holding this baseball. And I approach the fuck, and I get
the two of you end up playing bingo together or what?
I mean, I'm a gentleman. I still got her number, obviously. Yeah, of course. But that's like what happened to me.
She'd be really comfortable over here in your condo.
I know. Yikes. Yeah, she lives in the fourth floor. Her name's Agnes. She's a sweet lady. But that's dating now in South Florida, man. It's gotten a little bit weird for me out here. And
did you say that you always get out of the car? Or are you like trying to toss the baseball into the
car? You can never toss the baseball out. You got to get out. I mean, I've done this twice total. I'm not exactly a fucking expert at this, but I've done it twice total. Do you remember trying anything embarrassing, Brandon? Like when you're in your early days of dating? I know you're not really a put yourself out there kind of guy.
Trying anything embarrassing? Like in a pickup attempt?
Yeah.
I feel like I was a play it safe kind of guy. I don't feel like I ever like did anything bold or crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm in the same.
This really wasn't your wheelhouse trying wild shit.
No.
So your girl's an avid reader. I see she has quite a book collection there. And I.
We're slowly crumbling underneath them.
I noticed that. And a book came to my attention. I forgot where I came across this. But the name of the book, Brandon, is called Getting to I Do. A book that teaches women how to get guys to commit.
Right, for sure.
So how many times do you think your girlfriend might have read that particular
fun fact, she actually wrote that book.
She actually wrote that.
It's
called Tricking a Male Who's a Little Bit Squirmish on How to Get to Her End Goals.
Yep. She's literally the author of that book, so here I am.
Do you feel trapped now that you guys moved in together?
No, I think I've always felt trapped. I think moving in together was just like made it official.
So what would you do if you're in my shoes? Should I still pursue like the situation that you're in? Because all joking aside, your girl is a great girl. We all love her. She's fantastic. She's way too good for you. Why do you think that? You think it's like it's the way that we're wired as men that we just feel like we're choking and suffocating in some of these relationships or... Not really relationships, the situations.
So this relationship's different than any of the other ones that I've had because I've had to very much like or change very little. And so I've definitely like that choking feeling is like definitely not as great as it has been in the past because she just understands that I'm a maniac.
My understanding was the choking was one of the best parts of your guys' relationship. That's my understanding. You guys are big fans.
Yeah,
the
big choking. Fan. Anyway, her favorite wrestler is The Undertaker. Anyway, where was I? No, but she fully understands that I'm a maniac, oftentimes like supports the neuroses and just like understands that like I have to fight with like customer service reps and like I'm going to like blow up at people like and I'm going to like maximize my American Express rewards points. Like I'm just a psychopath and she supports most of them. So the choking is minimum. Well, unless it's that time, like you mentioned.
I'm proud of you, Brandon, because you mentioned something there, and you deleted Instagram, if I'm not mistaken.
No more Instagram. Best thing I ever did.
Super proud of you for doing that. How much time are you spending online shopping now that you don't have Instagram?
Again, surprisingly little. Surprisingly little.
I'm proud of you. You're a stronger man than I am, and I'll tell you, I made a mistake myself because my ex-girlfriend, I came to find out, is now in another relationship.
Perfect.
And I did the very healthy thing of trying to stalk and find as much information as I can.
Yeah.
As any upstanding.
Are you surprised, though? You're not really surprised. She's at that age. She was going to go.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, she's going to go make some moves.
I'm just more of I'm an info. I need the info. I need the deets. Right. You know what I'm saying? And so I came across the new boyfriend's profile. And I don't know if I told you this, buddy, but it appears that my ex-girlfriend, who is still a great lady, great girl, is now dating an alien conspiracist theory.
Right, of course.
Sorry, I said that wrong because it's such a hard thing to say. An alien conspiracy theorist.
Right, yeah. Goes perfectly with my girl who's dating a doomsday prepper.
Like, literally, dude, the background of his thing says, like, his, like, the I don't know what you call it, like the
home
background
screen?
Of the home screen for one of his social media.
It just says like, we know you're out there, can't wait to meet you.
It says, were Bitcoins invented by aliens? Look at this font with like ET. This is literally the background.
That's in-depth stalking by you.
And then on his profile, the last thing is an emoji of an alien.
Right, of course.
So I'm literally...
You think their relationship's out of this world?
I mean, I guess maybe that's what she meant when she said she needs some space.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm just like,
oh, God.
That was, yeah, I feel like a real space cadet for not getting the clues to this one.
Oh, man.
That's what I gotta deal with now, bud.
See, you got the real demons that you could just sit there and go through it. I mean, thank God he's a fucking psycho, so it makes it easier.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
She's with his guy. Like, if he, like, invented, like, I don't know, if he like, owned all of the real estate in Miami, you'd be like, fuck my life.
Right. Like, we were talking, we were talking earlier about a gal that we know in Fort Lauderdale who's, like, a real prominent, like, I would consider, like, a high-level dating option. And you're like, dude, she's dating, like, this, like, really notable Dolphins player. And we're like, that makes sense. That's fair. Like, he's, like, a 6'6", attractive,
Dolphins football, by the way. He doesn't work at SeaWorld.
Yeah, he's a Miami Dolphins football player.
Right.
And he's, like, dating one of the more viable option gals, like, in
right.
this local region.
I like math, and I'm like, that adds up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Honestly, it kind of hurts a little bit that she's dating an alien conspiracy theorist, because it's a little, it's like, we're in the same scope, like, really, me and this guy, but.
I'm telling you, though, it's not as, like, linear as you would think of, like, natural progressions. Like, these girls do, like, 180s and backflips and, like, are like, well, you know, this previous guy was, like, a scuba diver, and so I'd like to date somebody, like, in the Air Force.
Yeah, they,
like,
They want complete opposites.
They want complete opposites. And then usually the next guy after this guy
be in the middle.
Will be, yeah, more towards you. He might not be exactly like you, but he'll be somewhere in the middle.
Oh, that's nice for you to say next guy, buddy. That's a nice friend.
Just, I believe in statistics.
Yeah, you're right.
I like math. Like, statistically, it's going to happen.
Yeah. You're, like, a little bit more grounded.
Yeah.
Like you believe in gravity. Unlike him, probably.
Yeah, statistically, she's actually getting to the age where, like, the next guy is going to be, unfortunately, after, like, a divorce. Like, she'll, like, force herself into this one. And then it'll be like a divorce situation.
Brandon's a good friend.
Wow. I just like math.
You've learned a lot via therapy, man. That's really good stuff. I'm proud of you.
Not really. I'm just paying to, like, get my thoughts out. But, yeah, thanks.
Well, now that we have the show back, maybe we might not need it. But
cancel the therapist immediately.
Yeah, do me a favor and maybe ask your therapist if she can do a 2-for-1 special. And on that note, we appreciate you guys joining us. Look forward to putting out a lot more content now that we have a podcast studio.
You heard that. He's
going to
start putting out.
We have a podcast studio in my condo. Brandon's in a relationship, so he's looking for an excuse to get out of the house. So,
next to interview is Ethel.
Ethel. So on that note, thank you for listening. For my interim co-host, Brandon Shaw, I am your host, Albert Estrada. Until the next time, this is It's Not Polite to Ask.